And welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBCU Nation radio show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. So glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're so excited and we're so thrilled to have with us joining today for this segment our good friend, Dr. J. Kenyatta Cavill. He's an assistant professor in the College of Education, Department of Health and Kinesiology, and he is the coordinator of the Sport Management Program at Texas Southern University. And today, Dr. Cavill is one of the preeminent voices on HBCU's sports business and one of the preeminent scholars, if you will, on HBCU sports culture, theory, sports business, and leadership. Dr. Cavill's new work, the chapter entitled Early Athletic Experiences at HBCUs, The Curation of Conferences, published in 2015, provides a historical framework for HBCU athletics. Dr. Cavill has written articles for College Sporting News, CSN, and 1888.org magazines. He currently produces Dr. Cavill's HBCU Sports Top 10 Mid-Major and Major Post Football and M&W Basketball, and is a regular sports analyst on several radio shows across the country with his HBCU Sports Report. Dr. Cavill is also the producer and host of a weekly radio sports talk show discussing the mix between the HBCU sports scene and sports business and management practices in the sports industry. And today we're going to be talking about an upcoming conference that he is going to be doing in Houston, and we're just excited to have him join the broadcast. Dr. Cavill, welcome to the show.
Welcome, man. Thank you for that great introduction. I need to make sure I put the check in the mail.
Oh, bless your heart. You can do a wire transfer if you want to and get you really hooked up. But again, it's good to reconnect with you. You and I first met a little while ago back in Nashville, our good friend, Dr. Crystal DeGregory, at her first symposium that she held. And I'm glad to have a chance to have you on the show again. And, man, let's talk about this, THG Agency LLC and Texas Southern University Sports Management Program. You guys are planning an HBCU sports conference. Let's talk about that a little bit and what it's all about and give us the backstory on the whole thing.
Definitely. And I guess the backstory, we'll talk talking with our friend Crystal, mm-hmm. Dr. DeGregory,
right.
In attending that symposium. And I've had this idea, but once I've seen her mm-hmm. actually implement
right.
something, I says no reason that I can't get this started. So
mm-hmm.
a little bit of the backstory is actually working with her and getting, I guess, the courage to kind of jump out on that limb and get it done.
Sure.
THG is a sports and educational consulting company
mm-hmm.
That I started before I went into teaching as a professor
mm-hmm.
Early on. So with that, they're sponsoring it, and they help really financed this part of it and helped with Texas Southern University in the sports management program.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the Historically Black College and University, or HBCU Athletic Research Consortium, better known as the HBCU ARC Conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interdisciplinary approach to athletics and higher education.
Mm-hmm.
So you wanted to give a chance for researchers, if you would, to be able to get out there with scholars, mm-hmm. leading practitioners, to provide presentations that address this theme, the sporting HBCU diaspora, past, present, and persistence. So
mm-hmm.
if you've heard so much of HBCU with the work that you do,
right.
we're going to focus more on athletics
mm-hmm.
and give a chance for professors, practitioners, as we said, scholars, to give their research on some of the leading things that are helping move athletics forward in the next century, if you would.
This is so awesome, man, and major kudos to you. Congrats to you on pulling this all together. The Sporting HBCU Diaspora, Past, Present, and Persistent. And again, you can be it's talking about HBCU athletic topics, including vision for the future of HBCU athletics, financing mm-hmm. HBCU athletics. And let's talk about that right there, man, because again, gosh, there's a lot involved there. And you've been involved in this for a minute. And gosh, we drawing off your expertise and your experience and all. We're looking forward to this upcoming HBCU ARC conference. But let's talk about, again, the vision for the future of HBCU athletics.
Definitely. When you talk about that vision for HBCU athletics, I wanted to bring a peer group together and say, all right, we've talked about our history, and we probably can talk a little bit more about that. But
sure.
You have HBCU Story, mm-hmm. a symposium that really allows us to galvanize on that history.
Mm-hmm.
Then we live in the present.
Right.
And we're living through that. We talk about that. You're interviewing me about that.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's about the future. And part of that future is asking the question, how do we persist?
Hmm.
And so as you see, that kind of comes out of the theme.
Mm-hmm.
So the question we ask that is pertinent that we're asking people to develop research around is, what do you see as the vision and for the future of HBCU athletics?
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to do to persist, to continue to get better, continue to do what we're doing well, and maybe correct some of the things that we're not doing as well?
Mm-hmm. I also, you know, one of the topics you're going to be talking about at the Supporting HBCU Diaspora Past, Present, and Persistent would be financing HBCU athletics. That's a lot involved, isn't it, Doc? Student fees, general fund, fundraising, capital campaigns. Elaborate, if you will, a little bit on that and what it's all about.
Yes, there are four main components that we're going to kind of look at, and people can go out and extrapolate outside of that.
Sure.
They start to get into some of the other areas, such as marketing, sponsorships,
right.
and rebranding. But
right.
when we focus on the financial side, many people may not realize that HBCUs are largely financed by student fees.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at the revenue associated, student fees take money outside of their cost for tuition, and it goes directly towards athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to understand, is that the best model? It's a good model.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make it even better?
Mm-hmm.
Also, oftentimes, money comes out of the general fund. So we want to focus on understanding what are the best practices in doing that. And
mm-hmm.
then, obviously, increasing fundraising opportunities and capital campaigns, specifically when we look at funding athletics, not only for the university, but also for athletics. Which institutions are doing it well? What are they doing well? And how do you copy it so more HBCU athletic programs can do capital campaigns that lead to good things going on? For example, right down the street at Prairie View A&M University, I'm an undergraduate alumnus of Prairie View A&M University while a graduate of Texas Southern University at the graduate level.
Right.
They did a capital campaign that started the initiation for a new stadium, if you will, the construction on a new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And they're continuing the capital campaign to make sure that all parts of the facility are athletic move forward. So we want to look at some of those examples out there where people have done great work. How were they able to do it, and how do we pass that along to others? So we want to make sure that we're sharing a lot of the good information that is coming out for athletic programs that are doing great work.
Mm-hmm.
And this conference allows us to do that.
Mm. If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're thrilled to have with us, joining us for this segment, our good friend, Dr. J. Kenyatta Cabell. He is an assistant professor in the College of Education, Department of Health and Kinesiology, and he is the coordinator of the Sport Management Program at Texas Southern University. Today, Dr. Cabell is one of the preeminent voices on HBCU sport business and one of the preeminent scholars on HBCU sports culture theory, sports business, and leadership. He is noted for his work entitled Early Athletic Experiences at HBCUs, the Curation of Conferences, published in 2015, provides a historical framework for HBCU athletics. He is currently authoring a book titled The Sporting Diaspora of HBCUs and Cultural Identity. Dr. Cabell has written articles for College Sporting News and 1AA.org magazines. He currently produces Dr. Cabell's HBCU Sports Top 10 Mid-Major and Major Polls, Football and MW Basketball, and is a regular sports analyst on several radio programs across the country with his HBCU Sports Report. Dr. Cabell is also the producer and host of a weekly radio talk show, sports talk show, discussing the mix between the HBCU sports scene and sports business and management practices in the sports industry. And today we're talking about a conference coming up that he's going to be hosting in Houston, Texas. And we're just so excited about that. And the theme of the conference is the Sporting HBCU Diaspora, Past, Present, and Persistence regarding such HBCU athletic topics as the following: vision for the future of HBCU athletics, financing HBCU athletics, marketing, sponsorships, and rebranding. And, Doc, again, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're so thrilled to find out about this conference that you have coming up, HBCU ARC, the event itself, again, the theme, the sporting HBCU diaspora, past, present, and persistent. I understand that college students will have the opportunity to be involved in the HBCU sports case competition and poster presentations during the conference. Is that right?
That is absolutely. We want to make sure that we're not only doing this for professors and researchers in regards to that, we also want to make sure that we give our students a chance to move, network, and show off their skills. And part of that will be done through two major events. One of them is the HBCU Sports Case Competition. Mm-hmm. And part of that case competition will be actually a case analyzing the SWAC Championship game. So we're going to make sure that we're gearing even our case studies towards the study of HBCU athletics. Mm-hmm. And then they have a chance to do poster presentations during the conference as well, where the alumni and doctors will come in and evaluate the poster presentation. Mm-hmm. We'll have a first, second, and third place winner of each of those contests. So we think it's a great opportunity to not only get, as we said, our researchers and scholars involved. Mm-hmm. We'll do panels for our practitioners throughout the conferences where we'll set a panel up for them to discuss some of the issues that are and hot topics of the day. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure our college students are involved and have opportunity to participate in this conference.
Man, I think that is just so offered. And again, the conference dates are December the 2nd to December the 5th. They're in Houston, Texas, at the Crown Plaza, NRG, Houston. Man, this is exciting stuff. You guys can be also talking about experiences for HBCU student athletes, leadership and governance, strategic planning and technical analytics, sports information, media content acquisition. I mean, this is heavyweight stuff, Doc.
Yeah, absolutely. We spared no expenses to make sure that this was all-inclusive and got to some of the root of the issues. We wanted to make sure our students got a chance to see some of the professors that are doing great research out there. Mm-hmm. As we talk about the practitioners coming in, so we'll bring in athletic directors from various HBCU programs. We're even looking at bringing in commissioners from the conference to talk about it, presidents.
Wow.
So we want to look at it on all levels to get all these people involved in terms of leadership and governance. So this, in my mind, is going to be one of the first conferences,
yes,
if not the first conferences, that looks at making sure that we get all tenants of the HBCU organization together to talk about athletics.
Right.
It's so important to us and so happy to us. So we'll do that. And as you said, it starts out on Wednesday. The 2nd through the 5th.
Right.
At Wednesday, we're starting out with the Ben Alcala Senior HBCU Football Award Banquet at Wednesday, December the 2nd, which is basically honoring the Heritage Group Sports Business Academy, where we're raising funds to do scholarships for our students, those that may have dropped out of college because of finances, to be able to get them back in and finish.
Yeah.
We're going to give scholarships to freshmen as well, those that are really deemed important and giving them an opportunity to start their career, those that want to focus in sports.
Wow.
The reason we want to honor Ben Alcava, to give you a little background on that, he happens to be a family member of mine. He's a cousin slash great uncle, if you would, that actually, check this out, played his inaugural season in the SWAC at Wiley College in 1925.
Wow.
Obviously, that was when Wiley College was still in the conference.
Right.
So this is his 90th anniversary, and we thought it was a perfect time to honor him and kick this conference off.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually the 110th anniversary of his birthday in terms of when he was out of Texas. So this gives us a chance to pay homage to our history as we talk about the past, and then we move to the present and persist. As we want to make this an ongoing event, as you talked about, I do a weekly national poll, both at the major and mid-major division. And quickly, the major division are essentially FCS programs such as Southern, Texas Southern, Prairie View, Grambling, to name some of the schools, Alabama A&M, of the SWAC. Also, teams out of the MEAC such as Florida A&M, South Carolina State, better known as FAMU, people know, Howard, Hampton University, North Carolina A&T, those Aggies. And so, and then obviously the independent Tennessee State out of the OVC. And then the mid-major division, those programs in the SIAC, CIAA, and either out of the NIA like Langston, but some of the programs in the CIAA are actually those programs such as Winston-Salem State, Fayetteville State, and those nature, as well as programs out of the SIC is Tuskegee, Morehouse, Fort Valley State, and Albany State. Mm-hmm. So we do a weekly honor on those players of the week, and this is culminating with a watch list with players like John Gibbs Jr. That will have a chance to be essentially crowned the best player of the year in HBCU football in terms of our award and legacy project, I say, that culminates on that Wednesday. So essentially that's what the Banquet and Football Award and Legacy Project is all about.
Wow. That is so awesome.
And that kicks everything off.
Yeah. Wow. Man, I'm so excited about that. I'm looking forward to coming down there and being with you guys to be a part of this. This is very, very, a major deal. This is a big deal. Yeah, this is a big deal, man. And congratulations on that. Major kudos to you. And appreciate all that you do. And I'm just so excited for you on a personal level. And I know, you know, you look at the backstory, it takes years and, you know, being able to put something together like this and the time
The
effort and patience, man. Again, congrats to you with this. Dr. J. Kenyatta Cavill, Executive Director of HBCU ARC Conference, the HBCU Athletic Research Consortium. The conference comes up on December the 2nd through the 5th in Houston, Texas, at the Crown Plaza, Houston NRG. The conference event will begin with the inaugural Ben L. Cavill Senior HBCU Football Award Banquet on that Wednesday. The event, which will be held at the Crown Plaza, will help students learn how to apply for college and become familiar with a college campus. College students will have the opportunity to be involved in the HBCU Sports Case Competition and poster presentations during the conference. In addition, the conference will host panel discussions by sports managers, athletic administrators, and sports business executives on HBCU athletic current and relevant on topics. And the conference will end on Saturday, December the 5th, with a live interactive remote radio broadcast session during the 2015 SWAC Championship game. Doc, that's major, man. Congrats on all of this, man.
Definitely. Thank you. It's a lot going on, but labor of love. As a professor, we'll have students that actually will be in graduate school in a marketing and event class that we're management class that I'm having this semester. Their major project will be looking at the marketing components of this. So we'll even turn this into a opportunity for our students to learn and immerse themselves, not just with the case study competition and poster presentation, but they'll actually work projects in there. And as you talked about our practitioner, they will have panel discussions with such discussions similar to Guarantee Game. Do they help or hinder the brand and ultimately the progress of HBCU athletics? So we'll have people look at things of that. So there's some major discussions we really want to look at and break some things down. Looking at the candid conversation, black college sports and the changing landscape of intercollegiate athletics, creating an interconference think tank for research in the governed marketing and branding of HBCU athletics. So those are some of our panel discussions that we have online. So we're really excited about it, looking at branding and marketing and branding of HBCU sports, bridging the gap between black consumers and HBCU athletics. So we're going to go deep in detail. We're going to have some rich discussions on what's going on. So we really believe that the professors out there, the practitioners like yourself, will really enjoy this conference on many different levels.
Absolutely. You know, folk out there that probably want to submit an abstract or learn more information about the event, how can they get that done, Doc?
Yes, they can go to www.thd-agency.com. You can click on the HBCU ARC conference, and you'll see the PDF for abstracts, and then you'll be able to send them in to myself, Dr. Kenyatta Cavill, at cavilljk@tsu.edu. Again, I'll say that a little slower, Cavill, cavilljk@tsu.edu. Or you can send it to the conference planning committee chair, Dr. Courtney Flowers. You can send it to her. So essentially the best way to do it is just go to www.thd-agency.com and look for the HBCU-ARC conference, and you'll see the abstract right there. More information is coming in a couple of weeks in terms of what you need to do to book your hotel. Crown Plaza, I've made sure that we've got some great rates. Rates are low as $99. You can't get that anywhere, but we were able to make sure that we kept this a reasonable price. So get your plane tickets early for those who are flying in. Some will be able to drive in from distances, but we're going to make it. I think what's really nice about this event, we were able to schedule this event and it'll be over Saturday.
Timing with the SWAC championship game. Yes.
With the SWAC championship
game. That's awesome. On December the 5th. Yeah, we're going to be in town. So it looks like I'll be coming in a few days early.
That's right.
To be there with you.
We'll be able to do that. And we'll do that.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Saturday,
sir.
Saturday, mm-hmm. we'll actually have a radio broadcast where we'll be discussing the matchup that morning before the game. So
right.
we're going to entertain people all kinds of ways and really allow them to understand the full breadth of HBCU athletics, what I call the sporting HBCU diaspora.
Well, we'll be coming down to get some of that good old Southern Texas hospitality, Doc. You can count on that, man.
That's right.
Something like that good eating down there.
The brisket.
Yes, sir. I know. Our good friend, Dr. J. Kenyatta Cavill, Executive Director of the HBCU ARC Conference. Thanks a lot, Doc. Looking forward to seeing you real soon. Take care now.
Definitely. It's always good talking to you, and can't wait to see you again.
All right. God bless.